Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Harry Alford back on the show. Harry's been a member of our Brain Trust for, golly, at least 10 years. He's the president and CEO of the National Black Chamber of Commerce, and really appreciate his leadership. The NBCC, he and his organization do a great job across the country. Harry and I have a number of things in common, including, besides our devotion to small business, we're both former officers in the Army, and I'm glad he's here today. Harry Alford, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Glad to be back.
It's good to have you back. So one of the things that's going on this week is you and I are going to be seeing each other, first time in a while, at the U.S. Chamber Small Business Summit. I'm looking forward to seeing you there this week.
Yeah, I went to it last year for the first time, and it was just a blast. And I'm looking forward to hearing the good speakers, networking, and the businesses. And Colin Powell's going to be speaking Thursday.
That's right. Yeah, I'm looking forward to all that too. And I'm glad you're going to be there. So you've got a big event coming up in July for your organization, don't you?
Yeah, our 22nd annual conference is going to be in Chicago at the Sheraton Towers, July 10th through the 12th. And
so what's
our website? You can go to our website at www.national, spelled out, BCC, as in Black Chamber of Commerce, .org.
All right.
And you'll see the link there, and it'll tell you what it's all about.
Who are going to be your speakers? Who are some of your celebrities are going to be there?
We've got Alfonso Jackson, the former Secretary of HUD and retiring Vice Chair of J.P. Morgan Chase. We have Desiree Rogers, who is the CEO of Johnson Publishing Company, one of
right.
the oldest Black publishing companies
right.
In America.
Mr. Johnson's a hero. He's a major industrial entrepreneurial hero, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Came from the Mississippi Delta and made it,
right.
man.
Yeah,
went
yeah.
to Chicago and made it.
Exactly.
We've got various speakers from corporations and from associations. We've got panels on energy. We've got a telecom panel about the net neutrality, what you were talking about earlier.
Right. Right.
Yeah, we've got 30 members of our new chapter in Colombia, the Colombian Afro-Americano
wow.
Chamber of Commerce.
So you've gone international, Harry?
Oh yeah. Kenya, Ethiopia.
Good
we're
for
linked
you.
With 31 chapters on the continent of Africa. We've got
good
a chapter in Paris, France, and we've got plenty throughout the Caribbean, and now we're going down to South America.
Great. Good for you. And so some of those people, will they be represented there?
Yeah, from Colombia, we just went there and kicked them off last month, and they have pledged 30 people coming up. They're
great.
Excited.
Well, that's sounds like
used that free trade zone that we had, free trade agreement,
right?
That the United States has with Colombia.
Colombia, right?
Spurred that on, and we're
really
excited about.
I'm really proud of the Colombians, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Mr. Uribe, he really did a good job of getting that country turned around, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He did. And
I don't think he gets enough
Cali,
credit for that either.
Yeah, Colombia, Cali, we went and, you know, we were out in the streets and going to nightclubs and restaurants, and everybody's friendly.
So this is July the 10th and 11th, and it's in Chicago, and they can go to your website and sign up to come, right, to attend?
That's correct. Register online.
So nationalbcc.org is the website, folks. So check that out. And what do you think will be the most important thing that a Black entrepreneur, a Black business owner would want to hear from you guys up there in terms of what it means to their business?
Finding ways of obtaining capital access. The SBA is, under this administration, has become silent in terms of lending access,
yeah.
In terms of contractual technical support, technical assistance. We're doing our own. Maybe that's the best way anyway.
Well, it probably is.
Out there. Yeah, so you can't trust anybody more than yourself.
The Obama administration's SBA has not been as good, in my opinion, as good a partner as SBA's in the past. And I'm including all the way back to the Clinton administration. What do you think?
Clinton administration had a good SBA.
They did, yep.
Oh, yeah. They were out there in the streets. They were out there. They were open for business, and they were doing probably five times more in contracts and in lending than the Obama group.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
I think it's the people you put there, are they sincere? Are they coming there just to sit down and get a government check?
And you know, when I think about all of our friends there who are career SBA people, wonderful people who made a career out of helping small businesses, but they got a new administrator. Miss Sweet is coming in. I'm hoping she'll add some new vitality to the SBA. Harry Alford, ladies and gentlemen, president of the National Black Chamber of Commerce. He and I will be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Again, how long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.